Hi friends, welcome to yet another show with your talk show host Harry Johal. Today we are going to connect once again with Doug Bryany, country music artist. Well, he has received lots of accolades in 2013 and 14 with couple of nominations and winning up of few of awards. Once again, we are going to get him on our show with the release of his new track, Pretty Big Deal. And this is part of his album, Super Country Cowboy, which was in discussion last time. And the news song is out. So we would love to know more about Doug Bryany's new achievements.
It's inconsequential job I work. They wouldn't know my name if it wasn't on my shirt. I ain't rich and famous, so outstanding in my field. But in my own backyard, I'm a pretty big deal. Every time I hit a wiffle ball clear across the street, my kids all yell and scream like that's a superhuman feat. Son, you ought to hear him scream. Us and their little lies, I'm a pretty big deal.
Hello.
Hey, Harry, how are you tonight?
I'm perfectly fine, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Sorry, it took me just a minute. I was trying to connect using my iPad, and I've got a brand new iPad, and it didn't want to connect, so I got it figured out, though.
That's fine, sir. After all, you're a cowboy, sir. We want to know more about, you know, a cowboy lifestyle, because, you know, it's something very unique in identity. I was just going through your biography on your website, DougBryany.com, and, you know, we have normally seen, you know, a cowboy's life in movies, but what, from your perspective, is, you know, a life of a cowboy?
No, I think a lot of it boils down to values, and the values that we, the cowboy would have, faith, their family, and the country. I think those are the values that really are a big part of it. I think another part of it is, you know, the lifestyle, the individualism, very rugged, independent mindset. Mm-hmm. So I think those are all a part of it. And then, of course, the understanding what, you know, livestock and being able to ride and rope and be around those type of animals, I think, are all a part of the cowboy lifestyle.
Wow, that's very good to know. And I think this is something which also is reflected in the selection of your song, plus, you know, the activities, the philanthropic activities that you do, the charitable activities you reflect through your, are all the personal values which you have just spoken about, and it's done for the society. It's a very, very good thing to know, sir, about a lifestyle of a cowboy and the things that you are doing out of those values. So, sir, right now your new release has just been, done. So tell us a little bit about the new release. What's it all about?
You know, the current project that I have out now is Super Country Cowboy, and the current single that's out right now off of that is a pretty big deal, and it's really about being a dad to four great children, and you know, that time in their life when the kids looked up to mom and dad could do no wrong, and you know, we were a pretty big deal in our kids' eyes. Now, we still have a great relationship with them all, but you know, there's something about that, and that's what the song is about. The other project that I've got going on right now is released just digitally, but it's called Parkinson's Song. Mm-hmm. And I wrote this with a friend of mine who has Parkinson's disease. And so we're very pleased with how it came out. And we're with the National Parkinson's Foundation, and it's the theme song for them now. And we're excited to be able to bring some awareness to the disease, Parkinson's disease.
Well, it's a tremendous effort on your part that you are trying to contribute, your talent for, coming up with a solution of diseases like the one that you just now mentioned, Parkinson's, song dedicated to the Parkinson's disease. So it's not something very new for you. Earlier also you have done, projects for charities. Definitely it does speaks about your, connectivity with the values that, want to bring out into the society. What is your overall viewpoint about, so much of global spending is there on, warfare and all those things. If people like you who are, talented people who they want to, come up with solutions for the society. What is your viewpoint that if the global, communities, they combine together in terms of spending on all those warfares, why don't we come up with a solution of, spending all those on this kind of solutions which can uplift and, enlighten the humanity itself? What is your view about it?
It would be nice. I don't know that the global community will ever be able to come together. Here in the United States right now, we are divided with, between liberal and conservative, and very, very divided. I think then you have religious cultures that are very divided, which is unfortunate. But you have ISIS, storming across, the Middle East right now. The Jews and the Palestinians have not gotten along for years. There's always going to be conflict. Unfortunately, I believe there's always going to be conflict here among mankind. Now, that being said, can we do a better job of trying to get along and build bridges? And I think we can. I think music is a powerful tool. I think one of the best things it was something I read a long time ago that, one of the best things that could ever happen is that these politicians would have to just sit around a campfire and hash things out, sitting in, not comfortable chairs, not air conditioning, but sitting around a campfire, hunched down over there. They would have to come up with better solutions because, they wouldn't want it wouldn't be so comfortable for them. So they'd want to get it done right. I kind of think that there's a lot of truth to that. If these politicians didn't have such a comfortable lifestyle, and all these people, if they didn't, they're making decisions based upon their comfort, not on the best interest of the people, I think. And if we could make them a little bit uncomfortable, maybe they would make better decisions.
Absolutely right. It's good to know your viewpoint about it. Sir, before the release of Parkinson's song, you also did a song for Operations Troop Aid, Unknown Soldier. Tell us a little bit about what kind of, message you wanted to deliver through your song and, the charities that were associated with this song.
Absolutely. Unknown Soldier is a song really about the men and women who did not come back from war alive, and that we weren't even able to identify them. So it literally is to the tomb of the unknown soldier. But there's also another part of that to me, because there's people who serve in the military and they come back and then they just assimilate back into society, and we forget about their service, and they go along and they live their lives out, and we forget about their service. And so this song was to just say thank you to the men and women who have served our country. And it's a very important cause to me, because I come from a long line of military families, and my son currently serves in the Air Force. excuse me. So it's a very important thing. Operation Troop Aid to me is a great organization. Mark Woods is the founder of that, and Mark does a tremendous job providing support for our men and women who.
Correct.
Serve in our military, and he just does a great job with that. And so we did 100% of the profits. 100% of the profits went to Operation Troop Aid from that song.
Well, it's a great effort on your part that you are trying to do whatever best possible for you to. I think that's also a great service to humanity. Also, it's not just about serving the soldier, but whenever we talk about a soldier, there are families connected to them, and then there are people connected to those families. So in a way, it's a society service which you are, you know, doing through your meal. And I'm very much sure that people will be definitely, you know, be impressed with this activities and would come forward that whatever little they can contribute. It's not necessary that as an artist, as a successful artist, as a performer, it's easy for you. But definitely, you know, this thing is, should serve, the people should idolize you that if Mr. Doug Briney, a country music artist, an award-winning music artist, is doing his part of a role to give, of giving back to the society, we as an individual, whatever we can do for the society, definitely should do. Right now, sir, you are promoting your new track, Pretty Big Deal. Tell us a little bit about this track. What is the big deal in the song?
the big deal is just being the dad to four great children, and as they look at dad, as you know, from those very young eyes, that dad can hit a baseball, dad can cook some hot dogs on the grill. Wow. I can turn a cardboard box into a little car, and so it's just really a song about being a dad to four great kids, and it's just a fun song about being a dad, and for those that have children, they will completely understand the song, and those of us that were raised by our parents and had good families growing up, we'll be able to hopefully bring back a lot of great memories of our childhood as they listen to the song.
Wow, it sounds like a family song pinned together in a lyrical way by a father for the kids. And this emotion is something, you know, which every father would love to experience, which every, you know, child would love to experience from his father's point of view. So just now you mentioned about, you know, making the cardboard or a car out of the cardboard and, you know, cooking food for the kids. In your personal life, are you very similar to those things?
Oh, yeah. I love to barbecue. I build things all the time with our kids, and we've had lots of little projects. One of the ones that stands out, my son had a little scooter. We put an electric motor on it, and then we put a gas motor on top of that, so he was able to just use a little gas motor scooter around all over the place. And yeah, go-karts, four-wheelers, we've done a lot of those things, and spending a lot of time with my kids is very important to me.
Wow. So since this is our third interaction over the years, we have discussed your previous projects, like when your It's All Country was released, and then, you know, yes. Super Country, Cowboy, right, currently you are promoting, and this song is part of the same album. Since our last talks, you know, a lot of things might have happened in terms of your, you know, personal achievements, in terms of the awards and ceremonies that you have attended. Any special experience that you would love to share with the listeners of Karen Harry Talk Show?
You know, the biggest, I think, award that I won was the IMEA Awards for Music Video of the Year, and that was for the music video Unknown Soldier. Mm-hmm. And folks can go to my website, DougBriney.com, and they can watch that video there. That was a real honor. Then to be a part of the Nashville Universe Awards show again this year was a tremendous honor, and to be nominated in so many different categories. I was just part of Music Road Radio's award show this past weekend and had a great time there. Was nominated in four different categories there. So, you know, anytime you get those nominations, it does mean a lot. It's very humbling. It's an exciting thing. You always hope to win, but you're always excited to be thought of in that group.
Wow. Since there's so much of accolades are flowing your way, successes, you know, coming to you, not only in terms of, your performances, which are like sold out performances, but at the same time, you know, recognition in the form of, you know, media and all those things. From your inner circles, like in your family members, anybody, you know, who is, you know, planning to walk on the similar footsteps of becoming a musician, like you earlier mentioned, your son is in Air Force. Anybody in your family, you know, who wants to be, you know, following the father's footstep?
Not so much music, but my daughter is working on her acting and modeling career. Mm-hmm. And she's doing a very good job of that. She lives down in California, and she's doing a very good job and being successful as a, as a model, getting smaller parts, and they're turning into bigger parts. So she does modeling and acting there. She also works as a DJ, so she does a lot of clubs and is very involved with music, but just a little bit different angle.
Correct. I got your point, sir. At least, there's somebody in your bloodline, who want to pursue a career into the field of arts. So, sir, right now, since Super Country Cowboy is making waves and the new track, Pretty Big Deal, is out, any message that you would love to give to the listeners of Career Hurry Talk Show internationally? How can they connect with you? And, what are the platforms where the song is available? Or any other message that which comes to your mind that you want to deliver to the international, listeners?
Well, the biggest one is to thank you. And Harry, thank you so much for having me on again. It's always a pleasure to talk with you. And the listeners that are there and have supported the music, I thank them. Please head to DougBriney.com and visit my Facebook page and give me a like there. But, visit the webpage. And Parkinson's Song is right there. It's available to purchase. You can purchase it right from the website. And, there's over 4 million Parkinson's patients just here in the United States. I don't know how many worldwide. And when you're talking about the families that are affected and that are close to those type of things, there's, 12, 13 million people here in the United States that have firsthand accounts of Parkinson's. And so purchase that song there and help the Parkinson's Foundation as well. But visit the website, visit my Facebook page, give me a like on Facebook, drop me an email and say hi. And I'd love to talk with to the fans. I absolutely love that.
Well, sir, it was lovely connecting with you and getting to know more about, the things that are going around in your life. And definitely my listeners always keep on, coming to my websites, and they are always familiar with the names which, revisit, like you are now coming on the show for the third time. So right now, I wish you all the best, sir, and keep doing what you are doing. Your contribution to the society definitely means a lot, because a little drop is enough to fill up a bucket one day. And I just hope that more and more people will be, inspired to do acts like you do. And on that note, I wish you all the best, and we'll be definitely connecting with you when your next release comes up.
All right. Thank you so much, Harry. And again, you have a fantastic evening.
Thank you, sir. Take care for now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for being in tune with Best Talk Show. Carry on Harry with entertainment editor Harry Johel on BalaBalaRadio.co.uk. Inviting music composers, producers, artists on board on Carry On Harry Talk Show for connecting you to worldwide audience. Write to Harry Johel at carryonharry.com or visit www.carryonharry.com for more details.